all the news. I'm Tian Yu. The Chinese president has extended Spring Festival greetings to all Chinese at a reception in Beijing. Xi Jinping delivered a speech at the gathering at the Great Hall of the People, greeting Chinese people of all ethnic groups, compatriots in Hong Kong, Macau and Taiwan, and overseas Chinese. This year's Spring Festival, or the Chinese Lunar New Year, falls on February the 1st. The Chinese foreign minister has said that the country will join hands with all countries that love peace and uphold justice to make new contributions to safeguarding world peace and prosperity this year. Wang Yi made the remarks in the Chinese Lunar New Year message to diplomatic corps in Beijing. The diplomats underscored China's contributions to the world last year in terms of fighting the pandemic, promoting economic recovery, and defending international fairness and justice. Wang said China will continue to contribute to the global fight against COVID-19 and support other developing countries in closing the immunization gap. People in China are ready for the Lunar New Year. Some have canceled their trips because of COVID-19 risks. However, there are still some people who want to visit their families in other parts of the country. Beijing Daxing International Airport is playing a role in ensuring safe and pleasant trips for passengers. Yu Yang reports.
This is Spring Festival travel is different from before the pandemic, as many people are choosing to stay put due to the outbreak and control measures.
The Daxing International Airport activates a Spring Festival travel response in mid-January. It focused on coronavirus prevention and control and has set up many temperature check and COVID-19 testing stations. The airport has also set up a special area for elderly passengers and provides them with customer and shuttle services.
I'm 80 years old. Traveling from Beijing to Jixin, a city in Heilongjiang province. I'm very comfortable at this resting area, and the staff here have even helped me get to the departure gate.
The chairperson of the Beijing 2022 Medical Expert Panel has praised the effectiveness of the closed-loop system. During a press conference at the main media center, Brian McCloskey expressed his confidence that the event can proceed safely.
It was good to be here and see how well those measures are now working in practice. And certainly coming through the airport, I was very impressed with how well, how efficient the system has been organized and run. And because they are working so well, I believe we can be confident that the games will go ahead safely. The medical expert panel has been meeting regularly in recent weeks and months, and we have been reviewing all the protocols to make sure that they reflect the most recent scientific evidence we have available. The other issue is we are now just going through the peak period of people arriving in China, and therefore we expect to see the highest numbers at this stage. So we will try to put the systems to work so that as many people as possible can come. The challenge has always been not to have no cases, but to have to limit the risk of transmission within the closed loop.
A cable repair ship is expected to arrive in Tonga today. This comes 2 weeks after a volcanic eruption and tsunami damaged much of the communication line on the island country. Greg Navarro reports from Fiji's capital, Suva.
Now, that ship left Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea 10 days ago. It is scheduled to arrive in Tonga today. Engineers on board believe there are probably two breaks in that cable, but there are a lot of unknowns, including the concern about any kind of underwater activity that might have caused some debris to collapse on top of that cable. Now, the way they're going to actually figure out exactly where those breaks are on the repair, it's really fascinating. They're going to use a fiber optic cable, and they're going to emit a signal basically through that, and when the signal bounces back to them, they'll measure the amount of time that they took. They'll use that to determine exactly where those breaks are. They'll then remove a section of the cable where the breaks are and replace it with a new one and eventually splice it. The amazing part about all of this, it takes place well under the surface of the ocean. They'll use some robotic equipment as well. If all goes well, they do expect to have communications, that cable back restored in about 2 weeks.
The China-Laos Railway has transported over 1 million passengers and 500,000 tons of cargo since it was launched in December last year. The cargo transported by the railway includes 100,000 tons of cross-border goods. The China-Laos Railway connects Kunming in Yunnan province with Lao capital Vientiane. Official figures showed that China's service trade went up 16.1% year-on-year, reaching nearly 5.3 trillion yuan in 2021. Of the total, service exports reached more than 2.5 trillion yuan and service imports stood at over 2.7 trillion yuan. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.